RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
23 minutes to wait. It's that Friday feeling. Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, hi Anya. We're going to start with reaction to last night's European football. In the Europa League, Celtic were dramatically beaten 4-3 in Seville by Real Betis. Celtic conceded the four goals inside 21 minutes as they let slip a two-goal lead. As Yeti and Juranovic had got those early Celtic goals and things were going great, but the Spanish side turned the game on its head to lead 4-2. Anthony Ralston headed home for Celtic with 4 minutes left, but they were unable to get an equaliser. The Celtic manager, Ange Postecoglou, didn't accept that Betis were overall the better side.
No, I don't think there was much between the teams. I mean, if people think there was a massive difference, I'd hate to think that I was watching a different game. I don't think there was much between the teams. I think we took it to them, like I said. You know, we probably had an equal amount of chances. They probably took one more of theirs than we did. But, yeah, you know, as I said before the game, you know, we're trying to build resilience for this group. We don't want to make excuses. We want to be a certain kind of football team irrespective of the circumstances, and that's what the players showed today.
Albin Ayeti gets another goal after two at the weekend. Are you pleased with his application and what seems like a rejuvenation in his form?
Yeah, no, he's doing well, and, you know, he worked awfully hard tonight. He won the penalty for us as well, had a couple of other chances, and... But, you know, to be fair, the whole group, I thought, you know, really stood up tonight.
Meanwhile, Rangers were beaten 2-0 at home by Lyon. But one of the bigger talking points to emerge from Ibrox was that Chris Sutton claimed that he and his former Celtic teammate Neil Lennon were deemed a security risk by Rangers after being denied the chance to work as pundits at Ibrox. BT Sport had intended to use the two former players for coverage of Celtic's away match against Betis, followed by Rangers' home game with Lyon. Speaking this morning, Sutton said it was Rangers' chief executive Stuart Robinson who made the call, and in a sarcastic tweet, Sutton pointed out the irony of saying, he said, "Good to see Rangers' groundbreaking diversity and inclusion campaign. Everyone, anyone is working well." I think we'll hear a lot more about that going forward. After a 5-year absence, West Ham made a winning return to European football. Mikel Antonio and Declan Rice were the scorers in a 2-0 win away to Dinamo Zagreb, leaving manager David Moyes in a very upbeat mood.
Well, I think you want to get through, and I said at the start, you know, we want to have European football after Christmas. That's the aim, is to make sure that we're in the competition, and, you know, we're enjoying it at the moment, as you can see from tonight's first game, but it's only the start. You know, we've got a lot of other games to come, and, you know, and it'll take its toll at different times, but I hope that we're strong enough, and, you know, we'll keep trying to change things around when we need be. But overall, I was really pleased with the players who played tonight.
Leicester City will be disappointed with their 2-2 draw at home to Napoli. Leicester led 2-0 with goals from Perez and Harvey Barnes, but the Italian side struck twice in the second half. In the third tier Europa Conference League, Tottenham Hotspur drew 2-2 away to the French side Rennes. Pierre Højbjerg clearly disappointed with their failure to win.
It's not what we came for. We came for 3 points, but respect to Rennes, respect to, let's say, the stage they put here tonight and the performance, I think they... They fought well and they invested a lot. But yeah, I think we dominated some part of second half, and we're trying our best to, push for the goal. But yeah, at some points I think we're a little bit too much on the back foot, not close enough in all lines in terms of keeping short distance to each other. But again, we got a point and something to build from. But definitely also something to improve on, and we will keep going, and still a long way to go.
Elsewhere, Dubliner Graham Carey scored for CSKA Sofia, but they were eventually beaten 5-1 by Roma. Tonight, the focus is on the FAI Cup quarterfinals. Bohemians play Maynooth, St Pat's play Wexford, UCD meet Waterford, and Finn Harps play Dundalk, and we'll be previewing those games later in the programme. In golf, Niall Carney is the outright leader. He has begun his second round on day 2 of the KLM Open in the Netherlands after a bogey-free opening round of 7 under par 65. This morning, Carney parred the first 2 holes. He's been joined on 7 under by Max Kiefer. The only other Irishman inside the projected cut line is Graham McDowell on 1 under. In Gaelic games, Seamus McEnany will remain as Monaghan senior football manager for another year. Monaghan, remember, lost by just a point in the Ulster final to the eventual All-Ireland champions Tyrone. And in racing, Jessica Harrington's winning streak continued at Nace yesterday. She had a 48-1 treble with Sablon, Eurocrat and Bellabel. The action today is at Downpatrick and Dundalk, with the welcome side Gavin of Davy Russell returning to action after a lengthy injury.